Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Man, people are relentless on these chats, man. Bajani never had the makings of a varsity binge watcher. People are letting me have it on this.
I think they say that. I think they say that with love.
I mean, they're not wrong, but I mean, I can binge with the best of them. I'm just not interested in everything everybody else is for some reason.
But that's the beauty of today's binge era, Bajani. There is something. So one of the things that I struggle with in this binging process over the last few days is just narrowing it down to what I was going to binge. There are far more options than you've got attention span and time.
Yeah.
So you can find something. Netflix does the percentage match with you. Like, they know your habits at this point.
They know me.
What's a percentage match?
That's why I've seen every single true crime docuseries to watch.
See, there you go. So there's Netflix, but then there's all the other apps from, you know, from the Hulus to the... For me, I'm into a lot of the stuff on Disney Plus, obviously HBO Max. I mean, dude, Peacock. Like, there's something on all of these apps to where, like, if I want to get lost, like, I'm worried about my tournament watching over the weekend. Like, I'm going to get in this U of H tonight for sure. But outside of that, like, even the Longhorns yesterday, based off of how they play, like, they almost – let a team that scored 11 points in the first half come back on them in the second half in Colorado State.
Yeah.
And I'm like watching that game, thinking about how much of an embarrassment it is to competitiveness around the world. And I'm like, yo, neither one of the, including the team that I'm rooting for in the Longhorns, I'm hoping that the Cougars handle business today and at least, you know, look more like what they've looked throughout the year. But I'm like, man, look, I don't have to sit around and watch some of these terrible games if I don't want to. I'm a little bit worried about how much tournament watching I'm going to have if the games look anything like that. There was another one, I think, just a little while ago where the score was like 20-17 at halftime. I'm like, yo, y'all going to have to get a few more buckets than that or it's going to be this good old Hulu binge watching.
That's the thing. You know, the point scoring. You look at the points per and the allowed points per in these – tournament matchups when you're trying to make a decision, and how often does it turn out to be games just like that you're talking about where it's just like way low. It looks like you're watching, you know, junior varsity high school basketball. It's like, holy smokes, pulling teeth. You just want to scoop your eyeballs out, some of this stuff. And I think back to like 15 years ago when, you know, now you got the shot clock, but when you had like 40 seconds, you know, on one half of the court to do something, it was just like old school. Let's pass the ball around the top of the key.
Yep.
Yep. Go around the world.
Yep. Like let's dribble down and dribble back, like, you know, 5 feet to kill the 5 second clock or a 5 second tick down that the referee's doing with his hand over there.
Exactly.
You know, like nonsense like that. It's like, yo, this is not, this ain't hoop.
Talk about D'Antoni's 7 second offense. College basketball literally back in the day waited till the last 7 seconds of the shot clock to get into their offense.
Yeah. Brutal. Brutal.
Just hanging out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What do you think of the Astros' current bullpen being compared to Dotel, Lidge, and Wagner? I got to admit, those are the first three names that I thought of. And, like, I don't know. I can't be the only guy on this boat. Everybody had to think the same thing when you go out and you get Josh Hader, right?
Yeah.
When you can roll out a Brian Abreu, a Ryan Pressly, and now a Josh Hader is your 7, 8, 9 guys, like, bada bing, bada boom, done. Signed, sealed, delivered. Call it quits, everybody. Yeah. I never felt that way about anything other than Dotel, Lidge, Wagner back in that heyday.
Yeah, and I like the comparison. The difference is, and where we take it to the next level, like the comparison is fine on its face, but those guys never pitched on a team like this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you couple it, okay, the comparison that we're talking about plus the team that we already know and love, whew, man, like they don't even need to really be that good necessarily. Like they don't need to be Dotel, Lidge, and Wagner per se. But just the fact that they're good enough to compare to those guys on top of playing with a team like this or, you know, with a lineup like this. Now, if the rotation can get itself together, both with health and performance, then now we're talking about something totally different. Because, mm-hmm. like, those guys just never played with anybody or with a team anything close to this, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a fascinating thing to think about where the Astros could find themselves if other things go right for them.
No doubt.
Yeah, and I think it's a great thought.
I think there's a really good chance that a lot of those things do go right for them this year. And maybe I feel a little bit better about that than most. But I thought it was interesting what some of these guys said. Lidge, Dotel, Wagner, they were all asked about this in a recent piece by Brian McTaggart, who writes for MLB.com. He wrote a piece today, "How dominant can the Astros bullpen be? We ask the experts," that being Brad Lidge, Octavio Dotel, and Billy Wagner. Lidge had this to say. "First of all, As soon as they picked up Hader, I felt very confident in saying they have the best bullpen in baseball. I think that's hands down. There's no question about that from Lidge. Dotel, when asked about it, quote, those guys have great talent and they can do what we did, but I don't think it's going to be like us. I don't want to be like I'm the guy or whatever, but it's not going to be exactly like that. There's no way. Feels like he's sitting on the fence a little bit. But
was that which one was that?
That was Dotel.
That was Dotel. Okay.
That was Dotel. I think he knows how good they can be, but I think he's, you know, looking at what they were able to do, because all three of those guys at some point in time were premier closers.
Yeah.
In Major League Baseball. Some a little bit longer than others, you know, maybe a potential Hall of Famer in Billy Wagner versus a guy like Octavio Dotel, who did it for a year or two for the Astros. Whereas, you know, Billy Wagner's looking at it, you know, I think objectively, he said, quote, you were looking at 9 punchouts in 3 innings. That could happen really quick. You could shut down a game in a heartbeat if you had the lead going into the 7th. That's a great card to hold when you're sitting there with that opportunity, talking about what they did. And
that feels like what this is, doesn't it? Like, if you got a lead going into the 7th, don't you feel like you could end the game with 9 punchouts between? Maybe Presley less so today than before.
Why? But look how dominant he was the last 2 postseasons.
Yeah, well, yeah, the last 2 postseasons. But there's been some slippage there, I think, over the last year or so. There have been some questions. Like, he's not as good today as he was 3 or 4 years ago, I don't think. And he has had some dominant postseasons.
Yeah, he's 35.
But you're right. But I do think that there is something to that. Like, he's still Ryan Presley. So between Abreu, Presley, and Hader, like, it does feel like that. Like it could be that. You just end the game with immaculate innings.
I wish the Astros would have gone out and got Hector Neris back, because he only signed for like 1 year, $8 million. And yeah, it's like, damn, if you could have had a 6th, 7th, and 8th inning guy, or 6, 7, 8, 9 guy, like, come on, sign me up. Let's go. Because if everybody's fears became reality, whereas, hey, the Astros starting pitching, it's like you don't trust him. You don't trust Fromber for some reason right now. You don't trust Christian Javier, which I get a little bit more. You're not ready to trust Hunter Brown. You're not ready to trust J.P. France. You're not ready to trust Justin Verlander. Stick around. Like, all these guys are like 5, 5.5 inning guys.
Yeah.
When you break all the numbers down, hey, you need that guy.
Yeah.
And that guy this year, I think Dana Brown's looking at it this way. I think Joe Espada's looking at it this way, at least in terms of hope. Rafael Montero could reemerge as an impactful player out of the pen for the Astros. He could be effectively that 6th inning guy. And the Astros maybe have more when they get fully healthy in a guy like Ronel Blanco and a guy like Brandon Belak, which are more longer relief. But if you need a dude that's effective that can get outs, no need to look any further than those guys. And in relation to this, you know, Astros roster and staff, I have to admit, like, I feel pretty damn good about this situation right now, even as it stands with Verlander, even as it stands with, you know, the question mark of J.P. France, because the expectation is Hunter Brown takes the next step. J.P. takes the next step. There's supposed to be another plus 20 innings in their workload this year versus last year. That's been the progression, the natural progression of Astro pitchers in the system. You're expecting Christian Javier, who's 15 pounds lighter, who's got a better fastball, to be the guy that he was 2 years ago. Same thing with Fromber.
Yeah, for me, I think I would be – so I'm not as bullish on the starters as you are. I love them and respect them and love what they've done. But based off of the health issues, I am a little bit concerned. The thing that I'm taking some comfort in is this bullpen that we're talking about, especially the back end of it, and this might be a little different from others, but the way the Astros picked it up at the plate throughout the season, like, they started off really rough.
Mm-hmm.
And then quietly, slowly but surely, as the season went on, they turned into the Astros again, like, with their bats.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm just kind of like fingers crossed. The things that I feel like I can believe in wholeheartedly right now, right, as an Astros fan, is the lineup's going to rake. The bullpen's going to be awesome. Hopefully, even if the starters are not necessarily as great as they have been in the past, hopefully the lineup's giving you enough offense to give you a lead, you know, maybe you are giving up 3-4 runs more than you would like to, right? 3 or 4 runs. But hopefully the Astros lineup is giving you 5-6.
Yeah.
And you can go into that seventh inning with a 7-4 lead and maintain it.
You've got the propensity now to be able to maybe play with a lead in more ball games this season than in years past. I like the idea of Yordan hitting second. They've even experimented this spring with Kyle Tucker hitting second behind Jose Altuve. And I kind of like Tucker in the two hole. Yeah. I want to see if they do that runner. More. Yeah. Better base runner, a threat to steal bags. Now, I don't know if you're necessarily doing that with Yordan Alvarez, you know, at the plate. If he ends up hitting 3 or if Bregman stays there, Yordan hits 4 on days in which Tucker's a two-hole hitter. But and you're certainly not doing that if you're Altuve. If you get on base and Alvarez is behind you with nobody out, if you're Jose Altuve and you're going to steal a bag and be more aggressive like Joe Espada wants you to be this season, you better pick a really good time to do it, because you get thrown out at second base with Yordan Alvarez up there, that can be a problem.
Yeah.
It just negates the idea of going that route to begin with. But
that'll be interesting to watch, because we know Joe Espada wants him to be more aggressive on the base pass.
And I like that.
I don't know if he's talking about Altuve specifically, though, because
he was the other day. Did you hear the comments?
Well, what I'm saying is it's not like Altuve's had that issue. So, like, if they as a team want to be more aggressive on the base pass, the last person that needs to be told it is Jose Altuve.
Well, fair. But, I mean, his stolen base numbers are down remarkably the last 3-4 years versus what they were earlier in his career when he was stealing 36, 38, 56 bags one year. I mean, you've been looking at like 5, 6, 8.
Yeah.
I think 18 last year. So we'll see. 713-572-4610. You want to be a part of the conversation, hit us up in the chats. Coming up next, man, already 1 o'clock hour. Look at that. Time is flying. We have got a trip around the NFL, and man, I should have included this in my confessions, but I'll save it for the other side. I kind of feel bad for Pendergast today. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.